100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, book your reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town. And the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations by calling 620-343-7756. That's 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites. Live like home.
KVUA News Time is 8:22. Newsmaker 2 time today. Linda Kara-Schmidt, Executive Director of the Emporia Community Foundation, joining us as we speak.
Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you both?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Sure, you're welcome. It's always a joy to be here. We appreciate it.
Well, usually this time of year, and we've already had a conversation about Match Day with the application window opening up here just a couple of weeks back, but we have something else to talk about here today and another celebration, really, Linda, when you'll take a look at things.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It's hard to believe that it's here, but yes, Thursday night we're going to be celebrating 30 years in the community, and so we're inviting everybody out to join us.
Celebrating 30 years. Can't believe it's been 30 years. Emporia Community Foundation, big celebration. Well, give us the when, where, and how might you be celebrating this, Linda?
Well, we're going to be at the Emporia Granada Theater at 6:30. We're going to have a fun little Back to the Future theme. We're going to have a DeLorean on site, a real DeLorean. So anybody that wants to go back in time has an opportunity on Thursday night. So it's this Thursday, the 27th, starts at 6:30. We'll try to have everybody out of there by 8:30, 8:45 or so. But just kind of a fun evening. Ticket price is $19.95, which is based on our inception date back in 1995. So it's a fairly cheap evening for some fun entertainment, dinner with friends, and just to hear a little bit about, you know, the impact, how it all started, really, the impact that we've made, and where we're planning to go in the future. We're going to have 90s inspired food, so who doesn't love that?
Absolutely. Well, for folks that don't really pay much attention to organizational history, tell us a little bit about, from what you've been able to gather, how the Emporia Community Foundation got started, and really since 95, how it's developed.
Sure. Yeah, back in 95, Elvin Perkins, people know him as Perk Perkins, came up with the philosophy to just improve the community in a way that's really meaningful, and he gathered five other community members. I know people will recognize the names: Barbara White Walker, Bobby Agler, George Osborne, Steve Davis, and Carl Diddy. So they all came together and started brainstorming on ways, you know, to make a difference beyond just an individual going out and trying to do something, but really pooling everything together to have a greater impact. So they started the Emporia Community Foundation back in 1995. I think it was on February 6th. And our first gift was an OP teacher, Loretto Langley, who gave a gift of $5,000. And that gift started it all back in 95. And, you know, today we've grown to 400 funds and managing about $45 million in assets. So it's a pretty cool concept that started way back then.
Yeah, a rich history, and really has grown. In fact, it has morphed into quite an organization. And of course, with Match Day now thrown in there, too, what a wonderful Emporia Community Foundation we have that serves so many. What a great time to celebrate 30 years coming up Thursday night at the Granada Theater. So if we need reservations, Linda, how's this work?
Yes, we do ask for reservations, and they can do that just by coming into our office. They can give us a call, or they can go to the website, which is EmporiaCF for CommunityFoundation.org. And again, it's $19.95 for dinner, drinks, and your picture with a DeLorean, and also just to hear a little bit more about our history and just have dinner with friends. And, you know, we've been working with the community on behalf of the community for so many years, so we just wanted to do something fun. And this is a pretty, you know, reasonable. I mean, you can't even go to Freddy's for $12 anymore, so come out and enjoy some good
True.
Food. And I love Freddy's.
Gotcha.
Yep, sounds good. Really quickly, Linda, you know, we'll probably talk about this more on Thursday, but you know, with the rich 30-year history of the Community Foundation, I'm not going to ask you to look ahead to the next 30, but I am going to look ahead to the next 5. What do you see here as the Community Foundation continues to expand?
Two things, really. We want to just increase legacy giving, which is an opportunity to make an impact, into perpetuity, even long after you're gone, but also just really find a way that is meaningful for the next generation of leaders, those coming up behind the rest of us, and how we can engage them in a meaningful way to ensure that, they understand philanthropy, that they want to get involved, and that they can support the causes that have the need.
Happy 30th, Emporia Community Foundation. Linda, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Linda.
See you Thursday. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, Linda Kara-Schmidt, Executive Director of the Emporia Community Foundation, their big 30th anniversary celebration this Thursday at the Granada Theater. Chuck?
Yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah. Also looking forward really quickly to tomorrow's interview slate, because we'll have our Newsmaker 2 guest, music professor Alan Comstock at ESU, previewing the Amend Series recital taking place on Sunday, plus our biweekly update with Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right, and our Newsmaker 3 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive, Mainstay Suites. Live like home. It's 8:57.
It's March Madness at Black Creek Diesel and Automotive. Schedule your maintenance.